Star Nation. So good to be with you. I'm your honored and a little less perplexed host today, Daniel Brickman. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites, and we got a great broadcast today. Uncle Kevin is joining us. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
You're less perplexed because I straightened you out yesterday? Is that what?
No. No.
Okay.
Actually, that conversation, I hope it helped other people. It helped me.
Yeah.
It kind of helped me see, different angles or whatever. So I guess in a way you helped the conversation.
Thank you.
You didn't straight, the conversation helped. But I still don't, I don't have any, I don't know anything concrete.
Me neither.
It's,
But I know that facta or whatever that thing is, put on Trump's head, gotta go.
The later on today, William Federer will be here. He was scheduled to come on around Christmas, and then something happened and what have you. Love William Federer. History is so very important. Just know what happened. Once you have context and see what other people did, it helps you. It helps illuminate your path. It helps you see things. We'll talk about the history of the income tax. I'm sure we'll talk about all kinds of things, but we'll definitely talk about that.
When he talks, he brings things alive. He's a wonderful speaker.
Right. It brings the past alive into the present. So instead of the past being closed off, manipulated, instead of some school teacher telling you that our founding fathers or whatever were just idiot, ignorant racists.
Yeah.
No.
Slave owner.
You see something completely different.
Yes.
And that brings life to the future then. So now the past comes into the future. The wisdom of their, that's when being a parent, that's what you want to be able. I want to be able to my children to, it's almost impossible. It's hard. It's difficult. But my job, part of it is to instill or give to them the wisdom I've learned in my life and hopefully help them to see the mistakes I've made or the flaws in me that they can overcome. So if we don't know anything about our past, we can't tap into that reservoir of knowledge and that reservoir of what would you call it? I mean, wisdom for lack of a better word. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Knowledge.
Wisdom. I mean,
whatever.
Truth.
Yeah.
Truth.
The American way.
That's right. The founders were obsessed with discovering these truths.
Absolutely.
They were obsessed with discovering truth. And somewhere around the Civil War-ish times, then truth became pragmatic. So if people get in a room and they decide what truth works for them, then that's the truth. And so our founders let's discover what the truth is.
Correct.
And then let's base our whole existence on this truth, because that truth will then lead us to the greatest happiness. They'll lead us to the greatest ascension of our society.
Prosperity.
It's stunning when you read their writings and really understand the perspective of these men. And I am incensed when, obviously we talk about this almost ad nauseum, but I'm one of the few people that talks about it. So I feel, to be honest with you, I feel compelled to talk about it.
Have to.
News, of course, quote of the day. Got a quote of the day. I'll just leave it at this last
word.
Was
it that comedian yesterday?
Oh, my gosh. That was amazing.
That was a quote of the
century. I am still, we were talking about last night. We were eating together.
Yeah.
And we were saying, what does this mean? They just,
It just doesn't happen like
right,
that.
Right. He had it on a,
he did.
On
he was
the,
reading it.
Teleprompter.
Yeah.
So he had turned in his monologue. They knew what he was going to say.
Right. I heard the audience didn't know, but the producers knew.
Well, they had to. It was on the teleprompter. This is Patrick Henry. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. There you go. But they're ignorant fools. They don't know anything, so don't listen to them. Just ask, 10, 11 million Nazi Germanys under Nazi or Stalin or Mao. Just ask them.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't know anything either. Getting to the news. Iranian parliament votes to designate U.S. armed forces and Pentagon as terrorist entities.
Okay.
I don't think they're the only one.
I
think a good part of the world thinks of us as terrorists. Iran last year designated the Central Command as a terrorist organization and the American government as a sponsor of terror. Isn't that weird, the perspective? Isn't that crazy? How we say Iran, you're terrorists and sponsor. They look back at us and say, no, you're sponsor of terror.
That's right. And you're the demon. You're the devil. That's what they used to call us.
The Iranian parliament's presiding board earlier called the drone hit on Soleimani an act of state-sponsored terror. I can see that.
I can see it. Yeah, I can see it.
I can see that position. But I don't know if I agree with it, but I can see
it. Yeah, if the stuff is that they're saying what Soleimani did, you know, he deserved it.
Well, what did America do? Yeah, you know, we can play that game.
Oh, yeah, all day.
Yeah, we play that game all day.
Yeah. Does it mean anything?
You know what conclusion? See, we spent all day yesterday on Iran. And I thought it was a necessary conversation. And if anybody wants to get in and get their 2 cents on this or whatever, it was a great call from Murray yesterday. 844-769-2944. Love to hear your perspective. But, I'm certainly of the belief that Iran is acting on the behest of the deep state, for lack of a better word.
I concur with that.
Okay, so then, the move by Trump, the real move, is not to bomb Iran or provoke Iran. It is to arrest the traitors within our government. That's the conclusion I kind of came to.
Well, we might have a little good news.
Let's hear it.
That Donald Trump Jr., he posted on his Instagram. He was at the gun range. He was holding up his AR-15, you know, showing it off to the camera, and there was a picture of Hillary Clinton on the wall behind bars, and he also had that same picture stamped on his clip coming out of his AR-15, and with a Cheshire grin smile.
Interesting. And provocative.
He was glowing.
Are we supposed to assume, are we supposed to interpret that that means they're going to arrest Hillary Clinton?
I would have to say
you're
yes.
You're going to sit here and tell me they're about to arrest Hillary Clinton?
I didn't say about. I said.
what did you say? Let's move on. Any last word on that?
That's a good sign. You connect all the dots together, it leads to the road of.
Well, Iran, you can play that again. You can play that same game all day long, too, and you come to a different conclusion.
Not with him smiling like that, you can't come to a different conclusion.
Well, it gets people fired up like you. See, now you're fired up. Now it gets you supportive. It jumps up support.
Right.
And gets people.
Yeah. Or placates them.
Or placates them. Right. Get your watch running straight.
It's dead on.
Did you see hopefully there's a news. I didn't see all the news today. I'll mention it before the show about the, in Virginia, now there's a bill introduced to make gun rages illegal.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I told you, they're pushing. I told you, they're pushing.
NATO withdraws some personnel from Iraq due to safety concerns, you think? When did that?
And who didn't know that?
When did they come with that realization?
That guy's getting $150,000 to put that down on paper.
Yeah, we've made a decision.
Yeah.
we've conferred a study. We made a study, and we think it's a good idea you leave Iraq right now.
You might be in a little danger.
Yeah, Alliance official says. Earlier, the Alliance announced that it will be scaling down its activity in the Middle Eastern country following the spike in tensions. Now they're saying, NATO, saying, well, you know, maybe we ought to just pull out.
Well, I heard Trump is thinking about dropping the sanctions on Iraq.
Iraq or Iran?
Iraq.
Yeah, not Iran.
Right, Iraq. Well, the base is in Iraq.
Understand. Why do we have sanctions in Iraq when we basically are occupying their country?
I don't know.
So what sanctions are we doing on them? We're occupying their freaking territory.
We are.
See, and that's why they call us terrorists.
I can say it.
You're going to put sanctions on us.
Yes.
You have a base here. You have soldiers. I mean, it sounds like redcoats in 1774.
Yeah, you're occupying. Yeah.
They're occupying us, and now you're sanctioning us?
Third Amendment.
That's right. The quartered in houses.
That's right.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that'll give you a good opportunity. Just go read the Bill of Rights.
Right.
Graham, meaning Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham, he's all fired up.
He gives Pelosi an ultimatum, proposes Senate rule change to remove her from impeachment process. Senator Lindsey Graham insisted that if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi does not deliver articles of impeachment against Trump to the Senate by the end of the week, the Senate should take matters in her own hands. I love it.
I love it.
What is this? You're going to be you went through this goat rodeo and you put this out.
Pushed it through as fast
now,
as you could possibly do.
Now you're accountable for it.
Right.
Now put it up and not waste time.
Your name is stamped on it.
and not waste time and see if you can come up with some more nonsense.
Yeah, yeah, wait until it goes into election season.
Yeah,
you know,
and wait for it.
He's got an impeachment above on him.
What I would do if she continues to refuse to send the articles, as required by the Constitution, I would work with Senator McConnell to change the rules of the Senate.
They can. So
we would start the trial without her, if necessary. Mm-hmm. They can do that.
They can do it. Yeah, screw her.
When asked how long he would wait before taking this step, Graham replied, do you know what he replied?
Have another bottle.
No, days, not weeks.
Oh.
Days. How long? Days, not weeks.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. 7 days. You got seven days.
I agree.
Graham justified this by claiming that Pelosi was engaging in the political stunt. Well, that's what's become. No question.
I really go back to my original thought. They should just say it's null and void. You didn't follow the Constitution. We're not even bringing it up. Done.
Right. I don't like the jeopardy. I mean, you never know. I don't trust these people. I wouldn't let these people watch my dog for a weekend.
Either. I wouldn't.
Well, we're not going to let Nancy Pelosi use the rules of the Senate to her advantage. This is dangerous to the presidency as an institution, Graham said. Yeah, I agree with you.
It is.
They impeach the president, but the Speaker of the House is holding the articles back, trying to extort from the majority leader of the Senate a trial to her liking.
Yeah.
They're trying to hold these articles over the head. Why is, you know, I'm not the champion of the Republican Party by any means. Why is the Republican Party so timid in the face of these communists? And because that's what the DNC at a national level has become. You don't like that? Go listen to some of the show. I mean, I don't know what else to say. That's what they are.
Commies.
They're communists at the DNC level.
I agree.
I mean, it's going from communist light to just communist. Mm-hmm. They're right there in the middle. It's like medium rare or medium. Yeah. It's like right in between.
AOC in another country said she wouldn't be in the same party as, I forget his name.
Who are you talking about? Bernie Sanders? Who are you talking about?
No, the other guy.
Biden?
Biden. Wouldn't be in the same party as Biden in another country.
The U.S. plans to build airfield for strategic bombers in Iraq. So we're getting out or we're not getting out? This is, I'm not trying to sound like a moron. I mean, that's probably what you're probably listening, ladies and gentlemen, like, well, can he make up his mind? This is the kind of news we get. We're going out of Iraq.
Yeah.
We're building an aircraft or airstrip in Iraq. We're going to give sovereignty over to Iraq and let them have their country. We're going to sanction Iraq. We're going to do that. This is what the news is like. Virginia Beach declares itself Second Amendment constitutional city. That's I love. Not
Bingo.
Sanctuary city. Constitutional city.
Yep.
That's what we need. Bill of Rights. They need to put the Bill of Rights in every public building in these cities. Every public building.
They should make a new
school, too.
A new school, yeah. Teach it in a school. But a sign coming into welcome to
constitutional city.
And
then have the Bill of Rights.
Have the Bill of Rights right underneath.
The supreme law of the land.
Yes.
This is the supreme law of this city. Virginia Beach, Virginia has declared itself a Second Amendment constitutional city 7 months after 12 people were killed and 4 others injured in a mass shooting. The city council voted 6-4. Who are the 4 people? This is my question. This is my rage. This is my this is my rage. What 4 people do not vote that the Bill of Rights is the law? This is what I want to put into every moronic cop who thinks that they're a law unto themselves. Every, government politician or city public servant or official who thinks that this doesn't apply to them. Where are these people coming from that think the Bill of Rights is not the law? Because I promise you, it is the supreme law of the land. I can read.
Mm-hmm.
Epstein autopsy photos add to murder speculation. Oh, do they do? 60 Minutes. That's one of the things we didn't cover. Very provocative. And again, this is interesting. Ricky Gervais on the Golden Globes coming out. He called them pedophiles.
He did.
And perverts.
Yeah, and Apple. You got shops over
in. You got a sweatshop in China.
Oh, man.
He does have a contract with Netflix. So
that's okay.
So there is a little bit of that.
He still said it.
I agree.
I mean, there are hit squads out there.
So now, yeah, I mean, Netflix has got a lot of money. Netflix was probably behind them. Yeah. Anyway, 60 Minutes, the fact that 60 Minutes is attacking, it's like they're trying. These narratives have become so powerful, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. that they are moving quickly to try to get ahead of them. That's yeah. how they operate. So 60 Minutes, well, he died. You know, I'm still, you can't convince me he's dead yet.
No.
I still can't be convinced. Communist China holds secret court, sentences Christian pastor. Does that surprise anybody?
No.
One world, one news now. While the Trump administration works for the release of an imprisoned pastor, Christians worldwide are being asked to write and send him letters of encouragement. Where's the sanctions on China if they don't release this pastor?
I agree.
Why doesn't Trump say, you know, there's a refugee. You want a refugee? There's a refugee.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically going to be in prison for his belief, and so he needs a new home.
That's right.
That's a refugee.
Yep.
Pastor Wang Yi of Early Rain Covenant Church has been charged with inciting subversion of state powers. I want you to let that sink in, and I want you to please put all the dynamics, the political dynamics, in your mind and let it put in reference to that sentence. Pastor Wang Yi of Early Rain Covenant Church has been charged with inciting subversion of state powers. Your Christian beliefs
mm-hmm.
are a subversion of state powers.
In China.
No, in America too.
Oh.
The state power. They're everywhere. State power is not compatible with your Christian beliefs. That's my point.
Very good.
It's not.
Yeah, I agree.
You're either a subject or you're a sovereign.
That's right.
Trump threatened sanctions on Iraq like they'd never seen before. Same thing you just said. Parliament passed a resolution calling for the government to expel foreign troops from the country. All right, whatever. Oil touches $70 as U.S.-Iran clash sparks concern over supplies. Watch that price of oil. See, this is one of the reasons I don't think anything's going to happen. Our economy, Trump, I don't think can afford to have oil spike up.
No. Can't do it.
The only way, there has to be an excuse. If Iran bombs some mall, you know, or whatever, quote-unquote, a terror cell, blows up a mall and children die, then people will forget about that oil's $150 a barrel.
Right.
And that gas is $8 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. Other than that, they can't, you know, oil can't be creeping up because our, you know,
economy is
on a fragile line.
Yes.
Gold hits highest since 2013 as Goldman backs bullion in crisis. Gold surged to its highest with Goldman Sachs seeing more room to run. Palladium extended gains to a fresh record. Palladium's almost 2,000 an ounce.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know anything about palladium, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen, but gold and silver have spiked over the last little bit. What's the other one? Platinum also up. Now,
platinum and palladium were neck and neck there for a while, and then
platinum's always traditionally been more than gold,
right?
So platinum's severely cheap right now.
Yeah.
My friend Mike, he won't even sell platinum right now because he's got all the things. He paid way more. He said, it's so cheap. This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's asinine.
I wonder why.
Platinum is so rare compared to gold. Anyway,
yes.
Mike, just so you know, I get emails about gold and silver quite often. You know, where should we go? Mike does not pay us at River City
right.
Coins. Mike is a friend of mine.
Yeah. A good friend.
I'm telling you his name and his number for two reasons. One, he's a friend of mine, a good friend. Two.
And we trust them.
We trust them.
Yes.
This game, whatever you want to call it, the industry, there are so many people out there that will steer you into coins that you're really not looking for. You
right.
tell Mike kind of your concerns, your questions, what you're looking for, and he'll give you a straight answer.
That's
I right. know that's true about Mike.
And say you heard us on the Power Hour and ask for your Power Hour discount.
Yes. 573-334-1108. 573.
River City Coins.
334-1108. River City Coins in Cape Girardeau. Now, you may live in Des Moines, Iowa, and you say, why would I call? Because you call him on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and he'll answer your question, and he'll give you a straight answer.
Yes.
That's why you call him.
You might be able to get it cheaper from him than buying it at your local.
Right. Maybe you can go to the local store and buy it cheaper, and he'll tell you that. Yeah. But if not, you know, buy from Mike. Support Mike. He'll ship it right to you.
Yeah, he's a American.
He is an American. He's been on the show before. We're going to have him on again. He's a former banker. He knows what's going on.
The ins and outs of everything.
He knows what's going on, ladies and gentlemen.
He sure does. And he's a patriot.
And he's a patriot.
That's why we want to support him.
Yes, all those reasons. Yep. A friend, a patriot, and he will give you a straight answer and give you the information you're looking for.
Just an honest guy. Honest guy.
Golden says there's more room to run. I don't think we've seen the beginning.
Yes.
Puerto Rico earthquake. There's a 5.8 magnitude tremor and hits the U.S. territory, hits Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, between hurricanes and... It's had a rough couple, 3 years.
It sure has.
Nearly 200 arrested for deliberately starting blazes. Do you know where?
Australia.
That's right. They, you know, Al Gore wants to tell me it's global warming that's causing
all
the fires.
So all the politicians over there are...
Oh, my gosh, this is
global warming.
It's your SUVs.
Yeah.
Give me your SUVs. You already gave me your guns.
Yeah.
Now give me your SUVs.
Yeah.
See what happens? See how this works? See Patrick Henry's quote?
Yeah.
So, see, after they take your guns, then they'll say, well, we want your SUVs. Oh, I'm not giving up my SUVs. Oh, I think you are.
I think you are. Yeah.
I think you are.
Yeah,
see how that works?
They lied to them over in Australia, and they're just saying, oh, we're only going to take these certain ones. And then when it came time to them, they took them all.
Well, you know, the cat's out of the bag on that.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia, this is lining up.
This is lining up.
This is serious.
They're pushing. I told you they're going to keep pushing, Dan. And see, and it's going to come to something. I don't know what it's going to come to, but it's going to come to something.
Freedom.
I think Bolton
is willing to testify in Trump impeachment trial. John Bolton.
Screw Bolton.
Raising pressure. You keep saying screw. Half our audience is like, boy, he's very vulgar. You're very vulgar, or Uncle Kevin.
No, it's screw into the wood.
It's screw him into the wood.
Screw him into the wood. That's what I'm talking about.
Screw him into the wood.
Put a little paint on him.
A little.
Pain.
Little paint?
Pain.
Oh, pain.
You know, like tightening.
The former national security advisor who has complied with the White House directive not to cooperate said he would testify if the Senate subpoenaed him. Who cares?
Who cares what he thinks? He's a damn neocon anyway.
Well, did you see what Tucker Carlson said? We'll get to that.
Oh, I love Tucker. Tucker's really coming out and really telling some truth.
There's the music, ladies and gentlemen. You know what happens next. So we have a short break. So Uncle Kevin and I can run around the house three times.
And, run on your new treadmill.
Yeah, we'll be back. You're listening to the Power Hour. So good to be with you. Stay tuned. William Federer later.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End is Near, is available to Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Cass Ingram is going to be on later this week, and I always think of Cass, I think of mountain goats in somewhere in Greece in the hills somewhere. Picking oregano
off the rocks, off the rock cliffs.
North American Urban Spice, oregano, the gel caps, the oil. I've never taken the gel caps very much. I mean, I could see how that people would like that because then you don't have to put it in your mouth.
You don't have to put it in your mouth. I've taken it before.
I like the oil. Mm-hmm. To me, I put it, you know, like Cass said, above your collarbone. It goes right into your lymph system.
It can burn you a little bit.
I don't mind it under my tongue. I kind of like it. Cass, he'll take like a whole dropper full just down the super strength. I mean, he's a nut.
He gets bored. He picks it, shows it right in his mouth.
Yeah, he probably eats it as he
chews it while he's
chasing the goats off. We got a caller we'll get to in just a minute. Excellent. If you do want to join this discussion, 844-769-2944. All the North American Urban Spice products are on sale over at the Power Mall. Orega Rasp, if you have any kind of lung situations, that Orega Rasp is powerful.
Opens up your pores.
Well, you got some infection in your lungs, man, that puts the hammer on that.
Mm-hmm.
You just pound that Orega Rasp for a few days. Woo! I mean, it has for me.
Opens everything up.
Bone Active, Oregadent, Collagen Power Plus. Now that's, you know, it's not aborted fetal tissue.
Right, exactly.
Collagen. Real, it's bovine collagen.
Right.
Chaga Max, Black Seed Oil. Black Seed Oil and Purely C. That Purely C is fantastic. And the Detox Clay on sale. Of course, all the other great products, the Liver Cleanse, the Oxy Powders, mm-hmm. The curcumin, all the favorite Strauss Heart Drops. We got the cinnamon now. We'll talk about that next week also. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your support. Thank you for your purchases. Mm-hmm. Buy from the good guys. You don't even know what you're getting on Amazon. Even
boy,
if you were to buy
the truth.
We work directly with the manufacturers or we manufacture ourselves. And so you know the quality that you're getting here. And plus, you're supporting us. That's one of the things that Amazon wants to do. Mm-hmm. See, it takes all the support from from all the industry, from everybody. So there's no money left in the economy.
That's right.
They suck it all
they
up.
They suck it all up.
And then so everybody's working to the bone. We can't afford to cut. We cannot, can't afford. We can't put the prices to the bone.
No, can't.
We can't. Or, you know, Amazon's not paying for the shortwave bill. And also, good news, next week we're expanding to another market.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm so
really
excited.
I told
that.
You about this, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming through. We're going to continue to. We're going to spread this and also work on something extremely important. It has to be kept kind of quiet, hush-hush for now. But as it unfolds, you know.
Things, we'll let you know.
Yeah. And plus, things may fall through, but I don't think so. This is going to happen. There's something happening. And we're going to need you right behind it. And I mean it.
Yep.
I mean, I want to ask you from the bottom of my heart as we go. I'm going to ask you for do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And
we are
going to move, right. We are going to move on this tyranny that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. We are going to move. And we're not staying still.
Mm-hmm.
So, God bless, ladies and gentlemen. We have everything you need there over the Powerball, or at least most of the things you need.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you haven't bought from us in the past, or it's been a long time, why haven't you?
Yeah.
We got some great things that you need. We thank you for your support.
There's something there for everybody.
Yeah, even if you want to just donate $5 or $20 or $10,000,
like
we
show.
Will use it.
We will. It goes for a good cause.
Yeah, it's your cause.
Yeah.
It's cause of liberty.
Cause
truth.
Of liberty, absolutely.
You like liberty, you like truth, you like medical knowledge, you like, you know, if you like those things, then this is your cause.
I mean,
you're
every one of my friends who has listened to this has got something out of either the doctors or the Constitution. Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Good.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thepowermall.com is the website. Thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Thank you again for your constant, just overwhelming support. Thank you. We do have a caller, Frank in Ohio, I believe. We'd love to get your feedback. Anybody else wants to chime in? Certainly, you're welcome. Frank, you are live on the air. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Yeah, can you hear me, Daniel?
Yeah, pretty good.
Can
yep.
you hear me?
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Hey, I'm a two-door war vet, okay? Two-door war vet. And you remember those six or seven 737 planes that Pelosi bought a number of years back?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Remember those planes?
Vaguely. Pull off your microphone. Frank, pull off your microphone just a little. It's like you're moving.
You're going in and out.
You're going in and out. So just pull back from your microphone a little bit if you're on a cell phone or phone and just try to stay
okay.
There.
Is that better?
Yes.
Oh, way better.
Yes, just stay there. Yep.
Okay. Hey, Pelosi bought a number of planes, 737s, a number of years ago. And I think we ought to take up a collection and rent a couple of her planes and load it up with some lobbyists and
commies.
A number of people. Yeah, chi-coms and lobbyists and executives. And fly them over for a two-week vacation in Iran. Mandatory.
Yeah. Let the
I like that. Just let them. They're supporting them, so why don't they go visit?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Let them all put on a hijab.
What do you make of this Iran? You know, Uncle Kevin and I went back and forth yesterday. I mean, what do you make of this?
A move from the military-industrial complex. I think it was a big faux pas on Trump's part. Okay, check, you know, take the information, but verify. I think I'm hanging my head in shame today over what was done. We should have had security forces to make sure he got out of Iraq and to his destination and back to Iran safely, him and his advisors. I think America, if we really wanted peace, we would have given him security, security.
I tend to agree with you. Let me throw a couple other things from you. One, okay. Now, I can see the argument is, well, Soleimani's been killing people, and he's doing this, and he orchestrated the attack on the embassy. I'm not convinced that that's even true. And if they know so much about what he's doing, then why didn't they stop him? Or like you said, use the security forces to go with him and put him back where he came from. I mean, it just seems like they, at the very least, the United States, the deep state, the military industrial complex, let this happen. To me, at the very least.
Well, the problem is that that smart a man, and I understand he was deeply involved in defeating ISIS, and I don't know if all Iranian people loved him, but he certainly was a an icon for their military. And he certainly did help us defeat ISIS in certain areas. But the thing about it was that he was in our territory, supposedly. We've got Baghdad.
Allegedly.
Here. Allegedly. And the thing about it was he wouldn't hang his backside out in the air like that with his top advisors unless he had security clearance from American and NATO and or.
You know, that's a
NATO
good point. I didn't even think about that point. You know, he wouldn't be sitting there in Iraq isolated like he was. I mean, he was isolated unless he had permission to be there, unless he had security. I mean, he's not stupid.
No, but if your dog keeps on repeatedly turning around and biting you, what do?
Well,
you put it down.
Well, I get that. Right. I get that.
Okay.
I'm not convinced that that's what's been happening. I get that.
I get it.
The problem there, Daniel, is that we should have gave him security if we really want peace with Iran. He is an Iranian leader. Military leader and his advisors. And if we really wanted peace with Iran, he wouldn't have put his backside out in the wind like that. It was a big mistake for Trump, and then for Trump to make the call, have the final call on assassinating him, and I do mean assassinating. That was an act of terrorism against Iran.
Well, maybe. Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe not. That's it's hard to. Yeah. Frank, I said maybe not. I so appreciate your perspective and your call. Really appreciate your listening. And we're going to have to run on news. Any last final thought is yours, my friend.
Well, we ought to start with the basics, getting the Ten Commandments back up on the walls in our courtroom.
And our schools.
We can't even get the Bill of Rights. It's like if you're going to take a 10-step journey, like the Ten Commandments would be the 10th step, we can't even take step one, which is get the Bill of Rights up there.
Yeah, exactly.
The children, to give them prayer time in the morning.
Yes.
In our schools.
Awesome.
I'd settle for Bill of Rights right now.
God bless you, Frank. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Here's the deal about that. I think Trump wants a regime change in Iran. Let the young people, because almost everybody, the majority of people are under 30. Yeah,
then say that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think he has. I think he has.
No, you don't see. That makes me even more tend to believe they just let this happen, or they orchestrated it, or is this like Assad? He chemically bombed his people. Is this like a chemical bomb on his people? The chlorine, whatever that was.
Yeah, he wants regime change.
Okay, then say that. We got Robert in Ohio. Hold on, Robert. Tucker Carlson came out. Here's something to think about that really gives me a lot of pause.
Go.
He says, the same people who convinced you that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction are the same ones who are applauding this.
Yeah, exactly.
So does that not give you any
pause?
Sure
does.
Yes,
it sure does. Absolutely sure.
Let's go to Robert in Ohio. Robert, you're live on the air, sir.
Hello, Daniel Brigman and Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
I went to court the other day and see my is about a proper property violation. They said I owe money, and so my thing is that the name of my birth certificate is a lie. It's a corporate fiction. So they called out my name, my first and last name, and I says, objection, I'm Robert. So I walk up and I had some things memorized, but I got a little bit nervous, but They said, well, we're going to enter a plea for you. And I should have just entered not guilty plea.
Yeah, they can't do that.
On, but, well, they did. But if I go in, they set a court date for me on a Thursday, and it's not enough time to give them an affidavit and send it in the mail like I've done in the past, and it worked. But this time, it's not enough time to do an affidavit. And I've got one of my mentors, I'm not real skilled at doing it myself yet, who does an affidavit. But anyway, so now the only choice I have now is going in Thursday and just say, no, I'll change my plea to no contest, because I had a preacher who used to go to church there, his church, but his philosophy is, hey, this is such an evil world, we can't do nothing until Jesus comes back. So just plead guilty and pay your fine. So that really irritates me, but what can I do?
I understand your frustration. It sends something moving in me. I get frustrated when I hear this. This is one of the things you can do if you want more time. You can just say, hey, I just can't be there.
Yeah, ask for a continuation.
I need a continuance. I can't be there.
Mm-hmm.
I got a doctor's appointment.
Sometimes they give it to you.
No, they have to give it to you. Say, I got to be out of town. I got another appointment. I just can't be there. Whatever. They pretty much have to.
Do I have to do it in writing, or how do I do that?
Oh, yeah.
Call them.
And do it in writing, because if you just call, they'll say, oh, we never got the call.
Right. They might lie. They might lie about it or record the conversation. I don't know. Just call. This shouldn't be a big deal. Hey, I just can't make it. I need a continuance, or I need to schedule another day. I'm going to be whatever. That's one thing you do. Or like you said, you know, see, I'm still dealing with the situation about the traffic tickets and being thrown in jail for me. And this is, I haven't talked a lot about this. I will as we resolve. You know, as I look at this, it is extremely frustrating, difficult, a crooked path to get justice and to get truth in America on this. And if you just go along with this, people say, well, if you just do what they say, you'll have no problem. You're right.
You're right.
You're 100% right. Yeah. If you just do what they say, there'll be no problem. And so everybody has to make these choices for themselves, and we're working on things we want to. Look, I get it. You know, I may have to punt on this this traffic thing and just say, well, whatever. I don't have time. Two, I can't put myself in danger. I can't. You know, everybody has to make these decisions. It's not that you're cowardice, Robert. It's not that I'm not coward. I mean, I risk my life every day to even be on this microphone. I don't know if you understand that, ladies and gentlemen, and the things that we say here. You don't think we're being surveilled? And so what I would say to you is, I am proud of you no matter what happens. I applaud you no matter what happens. I am with you no matter what happens. And losing this battle, you think it's a loss. It's not really a loss. What you've done, no matter what you have to do or don't have to do, it's fine. And I don't care what anybody says. Well, I got the solution. I got the magic paper. I got this. They are getting to the point in these courts.
Right.
They don't give a darn what you have. They're not caring anymore. And I'm seeing this over and over. I'm not saying it won't. I'm not trying to discourage you, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not saying it won't work. I'm just saying this trend is getting harder and harder. I'm telling you. And it's more and more disgusting. That's why the desperate situation. That's why what we're doing behind the scenes. We are doing, if things work out, cross your fingers, please pray for us. Please pray for what we're doing. We will have something to tell you about and to ask your help out that I think will give us a better chance or a good chance. But
well,
we're in a tight spot. Go ahead, Robert.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, go ahead.
I called the Rutherford Institute yesterday and spoke to one of their attorneys, and he was vaguely familiar with what I'm trying to do, but he has no experience in it. So in the past, when I got a notice from the IRS several years ago, I sent him an affidavit. Have not heard from him since. Okay, but I had somebody who did it for me, but I had to endorse it. So if you have a chance to do an affidavit, they do work, but if you don't have time, it's a little difficult.
Well,
but thank you.
Well, if you think it's going to work, ask for a continuance.
Yeah, just say, hey, I can't be there on Thursday.
I need a continuance.
Just say, I can't be there on Thursday. I got a family emergency. I got a doctor's appointment. I
got
to be out of town. I have to be out of town for whatever.
Whatever.
You don't have to. Don't lie. You know, I don't know what excuse or reason. It's not excuse. It's a reason. You know, don't lie.
Well, usually they'll give you a continuance.
Well, what I'm also facing, I have a hernia I'm trying to get surgery done on with no mesh surgery, but I'm having to get clearance for my cardio situation, and I want to go to Florida to have it done there because I don't want a mesh surgery. I want no mesh surgery for my hernia. So yeah. I'm kind of like, well, I want to take care of this too, because if they throw me in jail, they might just do the mesh surgery, and that's, I've heard a lot of lawsuits on that.
Yeah, I don't want you to go to jail. No, Robert, don't go to jail. See, I understand the position. I've been in the position that you're in right now several times. It's not fun. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, you know, it's hard to understand the tyranny until you're faced with it, ladies and gentlemen. So Robert is a hero. It doesn't matter what happens, Robert. You're a hero of mine. I'm with you. We pray for you. And God bless you. We're going to have to, is yours, my friend.
I pray for you, and thank you so much for what you're doing for everybody in this country. Thank you.
Did you call up last week? Was that?
Yeah, he was the guy.
He was the one.
I just did it yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for
calling back.
I did call last week. Yes, I apologize. Thank you.
All right. God bless, buddy.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck. And just pray about it and feel peace about it. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you have to just punt on this or whatever and plead no con, then just fine. Nobody's going to think like I don't. If you feel like you have a way that you can go for it and God is leading you, then go for it.
That's right.
And I'm with you. I'm with you either way. You're a winner. No matter what, you're a winner. You're an American.
That's right.
God Almighty. An American. A real American on the radio here, Kev. Robert in Ohio.
Yeah.
God bless you, buddy.
We've been through all that stress. Believe me, it's stressful.
And, but I'll tell you this, if we don't do something, that stress is going to get worse. And it's going to be more people are going to feel it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we're not standing still. God bless you, Robert. Authorities prepared to hand over Roger Stone records to media. Officials are prepared to hand over the sealed records from the case. The search and seizure warrants to the media in 60 days. Why does this take so long?
I don't know.
So
he's not even sentenced yet.
Is Trump going to pardon him?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
Put it in big letters. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Better. Sanders unloads on Biden as battle for Iowa and testify. Bernie Sanders unloading on. What's he? You're not giving away enough money, Biden. You're just a Republican light. Yeah.
Exactly.
He unloaded, intensifying a battle between top two contenders in an interview. Sanders attacked Biden's record on foreign policy, trade, and entitlements. Oh, you mean where he held the $1.6 billion over Ukraine's head?
Mm-hmm.
You mean that?
Bingo.
And questioned Biden's electability in key Midwestern states. This is hilarious. For Bernie Sanders
say that.
To question anybody's electability in the heart of America when you are two steps away from a full-blown communist.
Now he is a flaming commie. He's not anywhere.
U.S.-based Amazon Web Service to develop drone tech unmanned aerial vehicle sectors in India. That doesn't put a little shiver down your back?
Yeah, sure does.
MIT scientists made a shape-shifting material that morphs into a human face.
Oh, my gosh.
This is just what they're telling us about, Lisa.
Oh, they're 30 years ahead of that.
What's the Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger, remember, and Richard Dawson?
That was a good movie. That was a great movie.
You remember when they take the videos, they change all the videos?
They changed it, yeah.
Look, here he is. He's convicted.
Yeah, he's shooting somebody or whatever it was. He did the crime.
Burger King, new plant-based burger. You remember that plant-based, estrogen, chemically filled?
Yeah.
Whatever burger.
Yeah, $8.
Impossible burger.
Yeah, impossible burger.
You know, here...
It's impossible to get it out of your system once you eat it.
It's impossible for your hormones to function.
Yeah,
your
exactly.
pancreas. Well, it's not for vegans.
Oh.
That's what I said.
Burger
King says it's not for vegans because it's cooked on the same grill as the other hamburgers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they don't have a vegan grill.
You just glow in the dark after you eat it.
Peppermint oil eases symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome. Do you know that?
Peppermint oil is really good for a lot of things, but I have not heard that about...
IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, is estimated to cost $21 billion every year, and while up to 15%, I had no idea, 15% of the United States has IBS in some form?
Oh, I can believe that easily. Easily with all the GMO that Americans eat.
Well, I didn't realize. See, 7% have sought medical care about it, this is saying. So they're saying it's about double that they're dealing with it. I didn't know 7% had sought medical care about it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. There, you need a colon detox. You need
Debbie had that.
You need your what's it called? Oh, Living Streams probiotics.
That's right.
Over at the Power Mall.
Mm-hmm.
We have those now in stock, so we can mail them directly to you now.
Good.
Also, vitamin D insufficiency is prominent in those diagnosed. Vitamin D, we got, you know, you can't just get big box vitamin D.
You cannot.
You got to get a good source. You get a good source of vitamin D, it can change some people's life. It really
makes your whole body work better.
Other strategies include being tested for parasites. You know, I think of clay. I think of the Paracleanse mm-hmm. by Dr. Group. Boosting your fiber intake, eating fermented fruits like sauerkraut.
Yeah.
I love sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut's wonderful.
Addressing emotional stress triggers. You mean like our court system? You mean like our government?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
like
we do that almost every day. We address it out on the range.
Air pollution, not in Virginia. Not if you live in Virginia, that's going to be illegal for me to have you over and shoot. They're going to be wanting to arrest me.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's what's next. See, if Robert can't stand, you know, if Robert, eventually, that's what it'll be.
Yeah.
And you'll be felonies for anything. So any activity that threatens them. Again, what's the article about in China? The Christian belief is a subversion of the state powers.
That's right.
I promise you, this is what
everything,
this is about.
Everything they don't approve is going to be that way.
Air pollution linked to poor bone health. Wow, from Newsmax. New research has found yet another way that exposure to air pollution could be negatively affecting our health by weakening our bones and possibly contributing to osteoporosis. I didn't even think about that. Carried out by researchers behind the Chai Project. I'm not familiar with the Chai Project,
but
it's out of Barcelona. The new study looked at 3,700 people and to found the link. Well, it reminds you of the Sun Air.
Jet fuel.
The Sun Air air purifier over at the Power mm-hmm. Mall from Dale Mitchell. It's fantastic. Check it out. And, there's
sure.
a solution for you. William Federer on the other side, always fun. Always good to be with you. Ladies and gentlemen, happy, healthy, successful, and free.
Free.
As God intends you to be. You're in the right place. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.